you have to choose like the best, like the best animal, like the cutest one, or like the one which you will keep it as a pet, you know?
In Australia.
In Australia, the Australian OG animals.
Actually, I think kangaroos are pretty cute.
They are. Especially when they're kids, they have like big
Yeah.
black eyes. They look
And
so
you have you
cute.
seen like the males like fighting? They punch.
I have seen.
Really? It's so fun.
Like, not in real life, but I've
I mean,
seen, yeah.
obviously.
Does it look like, I have seen kangaroos, and you know what kangaroos look like? You take a deer,
Yeah.
and you put some human DNA into a deer.
Yeah.
Okay. That is.
Actually, yeah, their body is kind of creepy.
Especially, when they stand straight,
And they're
they
so
look
tall.
so weird. They're like 2 meters tall.
Yeah.
It's not about height.
I mean,
The way they stand up, it's so human-like.
yeah.
And no other animal is doing it like this.
Yeah.
It looks so weird. Like, how are you standing like this? And
I mean, they have strong feet.
I'm sure they have,
Of course,
because
they have to jump.
do you know they cannot hop backwards?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, they cannot.
That's so weird.
They can only jump forward.
Can bunnies jump back? I think no. I've never seen.
Can you please Google it for me? Why are we getting random videos of
Don't.
kids?
I just want a simple answer. Bunnies cannot jump backwards.
What about sideways? Very happy. They can jump up in the air
The
with a
sideways kick,
sideways
but that's
kick
not
to
like.
their body shake.
That's not jumping sideways.
They're jumping technically.
No, they're kicking sideways.
What is jumping? It is kicking the floor. Can we see the video? And then we will decide. Ah, okay, I got it. They jump in the air, and then you know what they do? They kick and they use the momentum of their body to move that ways. That's
That is so
interesting.
cute.
But technically he's jumping sideways, okay?
He's jumping up in the air and then using his like.
Momentum. It is called momentum.
Okay, yeah, he's using his momentum to move sideways.
Yeah, so until the color of this bunny is so cute, it's like so perfect light
Yeah.
brown. Do you know people eat bunnies?
What?
Yeah,
In China?
all over the world. I think bunny meat is more sold, like I think, than many other meats. You know that?
In which country?
I think in the US as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know like in which state?
I think all over US.
Okay. It's kind of weird.
Why? Because just because you find it cute,
Yes.
so you think like cows are not cute, goats, the sheeps are not. I think sheeps are cute. They look cute.
No. I like cows when they're like small, tiny little babies.
Really?
Yeah, but when they're like normal size, they're kind of ugly.
Yeah, actually the small one tastes much better.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think sheeps look more cute. You know, they look so innocent. Like, have you seen sheeps? Cute sheeps. Look at that one.
These ones? Or this one?
This
Okay, this one is
one.
cute, but this is like a small, like a lamb.
Oh, you mean like the big one, the ram, huh?
No. But like
Have you seen rams
in real life,
in your life?
no.
Really?
Yeah, see, when they're small, they're so cute.
Obviously.
But
Like
then
every animal is cute when they're
no.
small, except humans.
Yeah, but also like I don't know if it was which animal, but they're like they don't have any fur when they're born,
Mean,
like.
okay, they're mouse, the
Yeah,
rats, you know,
yeah,
if you want, like, you can Google rat kids and you will not have any appetite. They look so ugly.
That's what I'm saying. Like, not every animal is cute when they're small, and even when they're big.
But I like snakes when they are small, you know, they look so cute. But snakes look so beautiful no matter their age.
Some of them, yeah. Okay, this is cute. Like, when they hatch.
And they look so beautiful.
When they're babies? No.
No, they look
But
beautiful
yeah.
all the time. You know, the pattern they are born with. It is
Yeah.
the pattern they are born with.
Yeah.
And they're so beautiful in color. Like you can put like blue color baby. They look so beautiful. Or you can say,
Ooh.
right?
Is this one real? Or is it AI?
It is real.
Wow. This is a really pretty color.
Of course, yeah. It is in Facebook. Nobody's using AI and Facebook together.
Really? I've seen like some grandmas like they post like an AI picture and they're like, is this real? Oh my God.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
But yeah, about the sheep, it's they're okay, but like when they're adults, their eyes are so small and weird. Like so far away.
Which sheep breed is this? They look weird, actually. But the
Yeah.
one I have seen, they don't look bad. Can you Google different sheep breeds?
Dorset sheep.
What is
Merino.
this one? This one looks weird.
Like some shaggy.
It looks cool, actually.
It is cool. But it looks like a dog. Like they have like
He
fur
looks
like
like a hippie. This guy is eating marijuana, you know? He's not smoking. He's eating, I'm sure.
Valais black nose. Okay. So this is the nose?
No, it is the mouth.
Yeah.
They would have like this big
But why
nose.
is it called black nose?
Because I don't know, they were not that much innovative in
This one
naming.
is so cute. Okay, this is not the same picture as on the thing,
But
but
the first one looks really pretty.
this one is also cool, like the darker fur.
And you see their eyes are not small.
Yeah.
Yeah, I told you the breed was weird, the one which you were looking at.
Thought this was a pig.
No way.
Dorper.
Ooh, they're fat and short.
Looks like a pony, like a smaller
But they
horse.
look really strong. You see, the neck is so. You know, they have a very strong necks. Because when they're fighting in these
Yeah,
things.
and they're like, ooh. Okay, the small one is so cute.
Of course. But this has bigger fur, I would say.
You mean thicker? Or like...
Thicker. Longer. Oh, look at this guy. This
Oh
is so fat.
why is the picture so small?
The picture is not.
Picture.
Oh my god, look at these. Actually, they have some pig-like feature. I don't know if you
Yeah.
think like it, right?
Their nose is like very
Very.
pig-like.
Their face is very, how can I say, sharp. Like if you see, look at other ones, their face is not that sharp. Look at this guy. Look at his face.
Yeah.
It's not that
It's
sharp.
more like round.
Yes.
Yeah.
But that's interesting how they look like.
Yeah.
This looks like a bulldog, actually.
Yeah. Also, it has a kind of like a cat mouth.
Yeah.
So weird.
Arabi sheep. There is Arabian sheep. What
Ooh.
the hell are sheep doing there?
Arabishi.
What the hell are sheep doing there?
Looks like a camel, like dressed as a
It's like a small camel, and they're like, this is sheep. Imagine like some people in old Arab time, they come there and they're like, yeah, we want sheep, you know. They're like, it's some small camels. Yeah, they're our sheep, you know. Obviously, a domestic breed of fat-tailed
Cocktails.
sheep. There are fat-tailed sheep. They're in Arabia and Egypt. It does grow wool. It is primarily raised for meat, obviously. I'm sure they're not using for wool. What about the Cameroon one?
Cameroon sheep. I like the color,
They look like
it's kind of
you can
weird.
find in India. They look like that.
It's more like a goat.
Yeah, it looks like a goat.
Yeah. Also, like, what is this? Two weird black things like on their eyes.
They have like a pattern. Like every animal has some type of pattern. Maybe when their eyes are closed, still it looks like they're looking at it. Or maybe like if you squint your eyes a little bit, now it looks like a predator. You understand me?
Yeah,
Because
okay.
predator have how can I say? Their eyes like in front. They don't have on the sides. So maybe it gives a look like, okay, I'm one of you, so don't eat like. Some people say like this, but I think it is just a design. They're not that stupid.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's cute.
It is cute, yeah. What about this big one? Ladon.
Ladu.
Ladon. Oh my
Oh.
god. It looks dangerous and
It's so ugly.
interesting. No,
Or
the ugliest one is you have to if you really want the ugly, you have to search Syrian goat. Have you seen a Syrian goat?
no.
Exactly.
Actually, I think I have seen a picture. I just didn't know it was a Syrian goat.
And when they're kid, they look so beautiful. Look at this. It is the same one.
Damascus
goat. Yeah, it is called Damascus goat. I'm sorry, Syrian. It looks so beautiful. It looks like an angel.
Yeah.
And this one, when he's mature.
This is like out of a nightmare or something.
Yeah. What the? Now imagine.
Wait, so it can be white and then black?
No.
Or this one is like
It would be white. Would be white. The same color continues. The same pattern continues till the end. I have seen this in India.
This?
Yeah.
It looks deformed. Like, I don't know.
But I will tell you the most weird thing. I was a kid. And now, we have this tradition. People rear these things, okay?
Okay.
And sometimes, they would, tie it on the street. Mm-hmm. Inside a small street, because maybe they are taking it for a walk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there are people, they are taking their goats out on a walk.
Okay.
It happens.
It's not a dog, but
it is an animal. They need to walk, you know? So it happens. It's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
And I was a kid. I was small. The goat was double my size. And four times my weight. Mm-hmm. And I see, and it was And yeah, it was pretty intimidating.
Oh my gosh.
And you know, they become irritated because when they see something weird, the kids, because it is already tied.
Yeah.
So kids, they just want to play with it, you know, they make fun of it, basically.
Okay.
So it gets angry after
it understands they're making fun of it.
If children are in the high-pitched voice, they're doing something like this, what would you expect? Obviously,
they would get irritated.
But I'm sure they understand. But they also get irritated. I'm sure in the starting they're like, these are stupid kids.
Yeah.
Leave me. Let me not give them attention. They will leave me alone. But
yeah, you would think that would happen.
Yeah, but it doesn't happen. These are kids, you know. So they get aggressive then. So yeah, these look so dangerous, right?
Dangerous and ugly, yeah.
But some people like these ones, actually. Ugly. But this one looks like, I don't know, it feels like a mouse. Ladum sheep.
And yet it's pretty long, nose.
Yeah. And it is a big breed. You can see the man beside you, and it's almost 2 meters. I would say 190, 185. It is easily 180. Yeah, the height.
Mm-hmm.
That's so cool. Wow.
Yeah.
Scottish
blackface? What? Okay.
Oh, the fur is very hairy. It is not like a fur.
Yeah.
Like how the usually wool is of sheep. Wow. That's interesting.
I like the face. The black face.
I thought it was a lion or something.
Sorry. I don't know how to say this name.
Is there any name in English? It would be like a lion sheep or something. Oisans sheep. Where is this? In France or something? Why the name is so weird?
It's a place in Brittany.
Where is Brittany? Brittany is...
modern France.
Ah, see, I told you.
Yeah.
I told you the name.
It's like Oisans or something.
Yeah, they put three vowels in the starting.
It is one of the smallest breeds of sheep in the world.
Oh, really? Why they look like they need food?
Why is their wool such bad, in such a bad condition?
Exactly, it looks like the sheep is homeless. It looks like that.
Yeah, the wool is matted. You have to get it off. What's the word?
Shave?
Shearing.
Yeah, it looks like homeless.
Yeah, this one is not as bad, but it's also kind of bad.
Yeah, but the first one, they took the homeless one.
Oh my god, I feel bad because it hurts them
No, it doesn't. Who said it hurts them?
I saw a person who takes a sheep. You have to, even if you don't use the wool, you still have to shear it off. Because it becomes heavy and then
See, it is difficult for them to move around, but it doesn't hurt them.
I don't know. But I saw a video of someone who has a lot of sheep.
Nah. You know, there is one sheep, it ran away. And after 5 years, it was found. It was full of fur, but it was still alive. It was not dead after 5 years.
I mean, yeah, they won't die.
It was yeah.
It just makes their life hard.
Yeah, that's true. Katahdin sheep. It looks like a pit bull. Wow.
It's so long, like the body.
Yeah. It's pretty strong.
Okay. Interesting.
Where is this one? American breed of sheep.
Yeah.
Okay. It looks like, actually, its face looks like a cow. Look closely. Yeah, zoom it, please.
Yeah, that's true.
Wow.
Priangan sheep. Ooh, it looks like a pirate, like, you know, the iPads.
Oh my god, yeah, you're right. They look cool, actually. They have the swag.
This is, yeah. But these ones don't have. Why does this one have?
I mean, you know, they're not like pandas. They're just born with different things.
Yeah, but it would be cool if they all had Najdi.
It should be Arabic.
I mean, it looks like the camel.
I'm pretty sure this is like a very similar one to the
other one.
Yeah, I agree with it. They took the weirdest picture.
Oh, this is the ugly one that we saw before. Like the first one.
Ah, the ugly one.
Yeah, but these ones aren't
that ugly.
This one is not bad, but this one is ugly. Like, why are the eyes so far apart? Why is the head so wide?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe they have more brain. You know? God has given them more brain, so he took away their beauty or something.
Okay, Hampshire.
They look so bad. Oh my god.
Actually, it looks like a bird, like with a beak, you know?
Actually, yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of cool. I like it.
No, they're bad. I don't like them.
Okay, that's your opinion. South down.
They're weird, just...
Why?
They don't look cool. I mean, they have to be... They look like a capybara, you know?
Oh, yeah.
This one looks like a capybara, you see?
Yeah. Herdwick.
E.
Actually,
this one looks like a yak.
Yeah. Kind of cool.
Yaks are so cool. Actually, I want to ride them.
Okay.
You know, in northern part, like, you can actually go and ride them.
In India? Ooh.
I don't know right now, but in old times, they did not have any car or something. So, they had, like, family yaks. So,
wow.
Yeah, like, family, you know, like, camels and these things. So, they would use yaks there. And they're so... They look so majestic.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen them?
Not in real life. Just
really?
Yeah.
They look so beautiful. I have seen them, actually. Like, I have seen two. One was, like, black and white. The other one was, like, pure white.
Ooh.
Yeah, and it was like a sunny day, and so he was shining too much.
The white one?
The white one.
Wow.
Yeah. I think it's enough. I'm tired of seeing the sheep.
Why is Meat Master?
Meat Master, okay. We need Meat Master. I mean, he is a Meat Master, okay?
No way, this is the real name.
Look at the size. It should be American. Unique to South African breed. Come on. South African people, come on, you can put good names. Meat Master.
Okay, that's enough. There's
how many varieties are there? Oh, hey, this one looks
kinda
weird.
Cool.
It's kind of cool. Karakul sheep. Where is it from?
Middle Asia.
Oh.
In Turkey, Russia, and also in the US. That's not Middle Asia.
You know, Asia is pretty big, so.
Yeah.
That's really nice. So we have to pick the best one.
I mean, we didn't look at all of them.
The one
so
which
maybe
seen.
I'm missing.
Scottish one?
No.
Damascus one.
I mean, when it's small, yeah. It's so cute and beautiful.
No. When it is the big and ugly
The final
one.
Stage.
The final stage, yeah.
In my nightmares, yeah, I would pick that.
I'm sure you will have a nightmare of
I'm sure you too, yeah.
But imagine some person...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like kangaroos. Someone gives the DNA, human DNA, to this goat, the Damascus goat. Now imagine a person, and you know, Damascus goat is like one of the tallest ones among all of the goats, okay?
Wow.
So now imagine the with human DNA, it is like 2.5 or 3 meters. Imagine the height is touching the ceiling. And imagine big, ugly face like that.
Okay.
And strong hands, and the legs are like the goat, Big, you know, big legs, like thick legs.
That's really like from a horror movie, like the
Yeah.
main like villain or something.
Yeah. I'm sure somebody's gonna copy this and they would put this in a movie. It would look
Yeah,
cool.
it's scary but cool. I would watch it.
I would eat it.
Okay.
I mean, it is still a goat, you know? Like,
Yeah.
we are gonna eat it.
I would say the Romanov shape is my favorite. It's so beautiful. I like the color and
It
how
looks
the.
like it had makeup, you know? Like, you see the contour lines and these things.
But I
It
like the
is pretty.
contrast between like the dark head and the light body.
Yeah, it looks so beautiful. And wait, it has how do you say it? These things. It looks like
Oh,
that.
you mean bangs?
It has fangs, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, it is a girl. It is a girl.
Yeah, I would say that one is my favorite. What about you?
I would say Scottish one looks beautiful, and the black nose one is the coolest one. He eats marijuana, relaxes all day, you know.
Yeah.
He's not doing any work.
I mean, can he even see? Then.
They can smell.
Yeah, but if they have eyes, they should use them,
That's true, but they're sheeps.
right?
You know, sheeps are considerably like a stupid animal.
Yeah. I mean,
They are.
yeah. But they're cute.
So yeah, if you have to pet an animal, you would be like keeping a pet would be
Yeah.
kangaroo.
Are koalas in Australia or New Zealand?
Both of them.
Because they're also super cute.
They're cute, yeah. But I would say like if you have a kangaroo,
Actually, it's kind of like a good protection for your home.
kangaroo.
Yeah, like it can, you know, punch an invader.
Punch who? Which invader?
Like if someone is trying to rob you, and then the gang.
So you're saying let's train the kangaroos as dogs, basically.
I mean, yeah, like I would rather have like a big like garden where or whatever place, and then it can like live there. But then like if it sees or smells someone coming, it can like protect me.
How good is their nose, by the way?
Excellent eyesight and a good sense of smell, and large flexible ears.
Are they territorial?
Male kangaroos can become territorial during mating season.
Okay, they're not territorial then. They
Yeah.
can become, it means they're not.
They may perceive a human as a threat to their dominance, especially if they feel the territory is being encroached upon.
Oh, so red kangaroos are like a bigger species.
Honestly, they're kind of ugly.
I mean, I told you, they look like a mixture of deer and a human.
Yeah,
What do you
no.
expect?
Yeah.
But I would
So.
say the best thing about a kangaroo would be like I train him that he can carry me on his back and I use it as a transport.
That's true, yeah. But if we're just going like which one is the cutest to have a, as like a just a pet, I would say koala.
Didn't say cute as a pet. I
I
said
mean, that's I'm saying for me. But yeah,
Okay.
like kangaroos, they have many uses. So.
Transportation is the best.
Yeah.
What do you think? We do a UFC type thing, but we put kangaroos on one side and one human on the other side, and both of them are
Ooh.
wearing. We'll cover his. He should not like. He has claws,
Yeah.
so he'll cover his claws, okay, of his feet and as well as his hands, and then make him wear boxing gloves. And
Oh my gosh.
do you think it would be animal abuse?
I think people would definitely say that, yeah.
Like, we are giving him equal chance to attack, you know? We are not letting the man win. It would be same weight and everything, you know, like weight class, proper.
I don't know, but I want to see that now. Do you think it's ever happened?
I don't know, do you think? Human boxing kangaroo?
Man fights kangaroo, but this is not the same. Like, I want like
Yeah.
boxing. This is just two kangaroos.
Imagine.
What?
It was in history? No way, no way, really? Wow. Nah, that's not fair. It is like a small kangaroo. I want like the same size and same weight, you know? Okay, this one looks cool.
But the kangaroo is getting like
Kangaroo is
destroyed.
getting what?
It's getting
See,
destroyed.
the game.
Yeah, but the
You
kangaroo did
punch
not
four,
agree to it.
you punch four, you get three. It's the game. Okay.
But did you ask the kangaroo if it wants to do it? You just put him there, like.
Do you know kangaroo language?
Do they even make sounds?
Every animal makes sound.
Yeah, but like a sound that we can hear.
I think they should. Can you do kangaroo sound? We want an adult kangaroo sound, not a kid kangaroo, please.
Kangaroo growl, but is that the same?
Yeah, what do you think? Let him sing? Like, what? He should grab his tail. He does like this.
Okay, but it's like...
Like a dog.
Yeah, I want like some other sound, okay.
Soft clicking noises. Very talkative. The kangaroo squeak.
Why is this woman speaking over him?
You got an albino kangaroo?
When disturbed, they growl.
Ah.
Okay.
Do you think you're scared?
Sounds like an old man.
Exactly. I told you. They're like humans.
Wow. That's interesting.
So would you pay for to see a match like this?
Depends how much I'm paying. Like, how much does it cost to go to, like, a normal boxing match?
I never watched the prices. Can you see? 60, 70. Yeah.
Yeah.
To watch a man fight a kangaroo, okay?
Okay, maybe.
One-time experience, yeah.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to go alone. Like, I want to experience it with someone.
What about, like, 2 tickets? Are they giving a discount or something?
I don't think so. Okay, whatever. I would go.
Mm-hmm, that's nice.
What about you?
Once in a lifetime, yeah, why not? But not like a regular thing. If you have to bet... Do you think Jake Paul's next fight would be with a kangaroo?
No.
Because there's a high chance he can lose? Because kangaroo might not listen to him?
Yeah, I think, yeah. You can't bribe a kangaroo, so...
But like, his brother will come with some, like, you know, food on the side. Yeah. And he would be like, he would punch him
the Lunchables.
The Lunchables! Imagine, like, his brother comes and he's giving Lunchables. And even kangaroo is not eating Lunchables.
Oh, my God.
What do you think? It can happen, I think so.
If Jake Paul is involved, yeah, it can happen.
Oh, my God. So, what happened to Lunchables? Are they still doing it, or...
I'm not keeping up with it. Like, there's no news about it, I think. Like, they're just trying to, like, lay low and not talk
mm-hmm.
about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's good. It had been a great talk, I think.
Yes.
It's more than enough on this topic.